Sad day in the United States as we watch this rigged government go out of control. While young, often poor American soldiers start returning in flag-draped caskets after being tricked into this war under false pretenses. Tricked to enroll. Conned into signing up for this military with lies. This is the first video of the returning dead soldiers with Trump standing by, saluting. Just heartbreaking. So in the past couple days, Trump has really escalated the war on Iran. He's now demanding unconditional surrender and says the bombing will continue until they get unconditional surrender, which bumps the timeline back, I don't know, decades? Is that even possible? And the bombing campaigns have been off the charts. They even started to blow up Iran's water desalination plants, which provides water for so many innocent civilians. These are war crimes, massive war crimes. A lot of people are telling young men and women, don't sign up for the army. Don't enlist. Many people are even telling people that are in the army to drop out, to be conscientious objectors, etc. But in this video, I want to talk about what I consider to be a massive trap for young American men and women. They made the army look like an appealing option. They made it look like there was not going to be any more foreign entanglement. No more wars for Israel. No more wars in the Middle East. They got a new wave of patriotism. They streamlined the process by which people could become soldiers, turning it from like a 10-day wait after your application to a 1-day wait. And they got all these Americans to come sign up for the Iran war before it had even been announced, by pretending like there wasn't going to be a war. Which is super sinister, if you ask me. And it's all been carefully planned to lead as many young Americans to their death as possible. I've talked a bit about how I think that the draft will be implemented at some point if this war spirals out of control, like many, including myself, anticipate. But there's another key fact here that people are overlooking. So a lot of people are pointing out Trump's hypocrisy and how he's blatantly pulling a 180 on his campaign promise of no war. And while it's true that he's a hypocrite, terrible person, piece of shit, that lie that he told emboldened a bunch of people to join the army, join the Navy, with a newfound American patriotism, thinking that they were the good guys again, thinking that somehow the leaders were going to put them on a noble mission. And if you look at recruitment numbers under Trump, they massively spiked. So ever since Trump was reelected, there's been a huge surge in military enrollments. And now with this massive betrayal against the American people, these soldiers are on the hook for what they volunteered for, albeit under false pretenses. So look at this article from December 22nd, 2025, just 3 days before Christmas. Ironic, because now they're telling these soldiers this is to bring about the second coming of Christ, why they're being sacrificed and sent into certain death. U.S. Department of War on war.gov, the website. Fiscal year 25 sees best recruiting numbers in 15 years. Sure, I guess you could call it the best recruiting numbers if you're a bunch of genocidal maniacs. Depends on your definition of what's good, I suppose. In fiscal year 2025, the military's recruiting efforts returned to levels not seen in more than a decade. They returned to those Nazi levels. Since November 2024, our military has seen its highest recruiting percentage of mission achieved in more than 15 years, said Chief Pentagon spokesman. Parnell also noted that leadership was a major factor in the recruiting results. If you look at the data from November, from the election of Trump, and then Hegseth's confirmation thereafter, the numbers that we've seen during that time period have been historic. The article reads, "There are always challenges in recruiting, with recruiters continuously working to increase interest among the youth market." Disgusting. This has been planned for years, folks. So how do you get a bunch of people to sign up for a war that nobody in their right mind would sign up for? Well, you get them to sign up beforehand by telling them, hey, now's a great time to be in the military. There's not going to be any war. It's sick. So Trump campaigning on no war was a trap in many ways, including getting all these young American men and women to enlist, thinking that the coast was clear and that the wars would be just and defensive, if any. So they were bragging, it used to take 10 days from the paperwork to when they could actually find out if they'd been cleared. And now, today, it takes 1 day or less. This new focus on speed helps avoid potential recruits from losing interest in serving. So basically that 10-day window was giving enough people time to reconsider. There are some groups like this one raising the alarm and trying to inform people, hey, you don't have to follow unconstitutional illegal orders. You can be a conscientious objector. And they're giving people advice. But they're also finding something very concerning. By opening up this hotline, they're saying that they're getting all these calls. They're being inundated with calls. There's a deluge of people being informed that they're being shipped off. There's a lot of talk that they're telling people that this is to bring about the second coming of Christ, which I think is blasphemous, to try to sell your ethnic cleansing and terrible, terrible murderous campaign of innocence as somehow like Christian, and then getting Christians to do your dirty work by lying to them and telling them that it's going to bring about their savior coming back. That is so evil. I assume people thought that the coast was clear. Oh, look, Trump's in office. He campaigned on no wars, ending the wars in the Middle East. So it was a total head fake. And so all these people volunteered for military service, not knowing they were falling straight into the trap. Let's also remember that Trump spent like $4 trillion over his presidency, funneling that into this military, buying missiles, buying planes, etc. Stocking up and stocking up and pillaging the American people, stealing our hard-earned money. Think if he had done that after attacking Iran. That is so much money. And now we see exactly what was planned. We see exactly why. People just assumed it was for, like, defensive purposes, right? Of course, the wise people always knew that he was a sellout politician, sellout liar, and that this was theft from the American people, and were just hoping that he wouldn't genocide an innocent group of people. $4 trillion. Unfortunately, it's looking like the genocide, ethnic cleansing route is being taken.